This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri's Senate has endorsed an overhaul of the state's open meetings and records law, commonly called the Sunshine Law. The bill, given initial approval today, would require government officials to give more notice for public meetings and disclose the general topics of closed sessions. Government agencies violating the existing laws could face a greater likelihood of penalties. The overhaul was attached to legislation that extends open record exemptions for security plans of government buildings until 2017. The bill needs one more affirmative vote before moving to the House. The House also was considering Sunshine Law legislation today. A year after taking the office as University of Missouri System President, Tim Wolf says the number one issue on his agenda is strategic planning. Wolf spoke today about the past year's achievements and challenges, as well as future plans. One of his goals is developing an area of specialization for each of the four UM campuses, what Wolf calls being best in class.
Being best in class in a specific area is important for each of the four campuses because it will define the brand and allow them to continue the progress that they've achieved in recent years.
A graduate of MU's Trulass Business School, Wolf spent 20 years at IBM before coming back to Columbia. He says the transition from business to academia has been a smooth one. He notes, however, that problems are similar, but the way to solve them is different. One of the challenges that highlighted Wolf's first year was a reversal of the controversial decision to close the University of Missouri Press. Wolf says in hindsight he would have involved more people in the dialogue leading to that discussion. Some local residents and business owners are expressing concerns about how the newest proposal for Columbia public school schedules will affect extracurricular activities and after-school jobs. The Columbia School Board is considering a new three-tier schedule for the growing district that would make high schools release at 4 in the afternoon. This schedule would have middle schools and some elementary schools starting at 7:30, other elementary schools starting at 8:20, and high school starting at 9. At Monday's school board meeting, business owner and parent Doug Calhoun says that the changes affect both employers and students.
I own a small business, and it's a concern of mine. I'd certainly like to hire young people to come work, but I'm not going to hire young people to come work for 2 hours an afternoon.
Board member Helen Wade says any decision the board makes on the issue will make some people unhappy. Board members say they have been exploring all the options and believe that their latest version of the new schedule will provide the best solution, even without unanimous support from the community. Missouri's Senate has given preliminary approval to a bill that would bar people from getting hunting and fishing licenses if they owe money to a county jail. The measure endorsed today would also divert a person's lottery prizes and income tax refunds to pay for jail debts. Debtors would also be barred from getting concealed gun permits until they pay up. State law requires people confined in county jails for state crimes to reimburse counties for the cost of their incarceration. The Missouri Sheriff's Association estimates unpaid jail boarding fees statewide total about $3 million. The bill needs one more affirmative vote before moving to the House. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Yost.